long last, Dr. Weasel. It feels like I've been waiting months for you and Advik to return to Entity HQ.
Months? I thought we were only going a couple of minutes. Or did I misprogram the Weasel's fast return settings again?
Well, it was only 25 minutes to be precise, but it felt like a bally eternity.
Sorry, Reggae Leader. Advik here simply insisted on taking your annual Christmas adventure outing.
Don't listen to him, Reggae Leader. He got an electronic telegram asking him to take part in a pointless race around Jupiter. He was off like a whippet after a rabbit.
Ganymede, actually, but let's not split hairs. It certainly wasn't me who wanted to stop off for a Sprout Pizza in 1954 Bologna on the way back.
Christmas? Jupiter? Sprout Pizza? I dare say, Doctor, I'll never get the hang of this gadding about in time and space.
It does get easier, Brigade Leader. Mildly, anyway.
Still confuddled, eh, Archway Badger? Maybe I should take you along next time, give you a taste of the gleaming cosmic horizon, rather than the grey forever that's 1970s Britain.
I'm fairly sure that might constitute dereliction of duty, Dr. Weasel. I'm not about to risk my commission to gallivant around Venus or wherever. Although, personally, I dare say I'm more than a little tempted.
Excellent! It's a date! I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
My experience, Dr. Weasel. Pretty much everything and anything.
Time waits for no weasel, and for Dr. Weasel and Advik Goose, their time may be up, as a past indiscretion comes back to haunt them. Can they prune, snip, and mow their way to success? Or will they end up mulched into a heap of peat-free potting compost in Dr. Weasel and the Vernon Horizon, Part 1?
Okay, Brigade Leader, we've come to your office for... reasons? What's with all the unnecessary extra secrecy? I'm fairly sure no one's booked my laboratory.
It's a rather... delicate matter, Doctor. And I thought it best to brief you in the most secure room Entity HQ has to offer.
More so than the officer's showers?
Even more so than those, Advik.
Is it another alien invasion? Have Neptunian mind slugs invaded Piccadilly Circus and are even now unleashing gravitonic distress on the morning commuters? Again?
Man alive! Is that a likely probability, Doctor?
Well, not this month, it's too cool. The chill puts them right off their brain harvesting.
Phew. In which case, Doctor, I actually have some rather good news to share with you for once. You recall Dr. Jill Garland, I hope?
The one with the really short skirt, blonde hair and a suggestive lisp?
I can't say I noticed any of that, Doctor.
She's the scientist from Pottingdale Research Labs. We met her in 1974. Those daffodils from Deneb caused all that floral chaos? Remember, Doctor, she's been in a coma ever since because she got infected with some sort of alien vegetative disease.
Oh, that Dr. Garland. I was thinking of someone different entirely. Has the light pruning I suggested help?
Under Dr. Gilbert's top-notch, and I dare say more conventional medical care, there's been a breakthrough. Dr. Garland's awake at last, and has been asking for you by name.
Maybe she wants to admonish Dr. Weasel for that clumsy pass he made.
No, I remember it. I was pretty smooth, suave, and sophisticated.
Ah, Dr. Weasel, superb! Now you'll need to wear these surgical gowns and masks. Jill is still very weak, and I cannot take any risk of infection.
What about us? I've no wish to wake up tomorrow looking like a first cousin to a begonia.
Funny. I've always seen you as more of an archaeoplastidia than an angiosperm. Honestly? Am I the only one with an interest in botany?
Sorry, Doctor. I normally deal exclusively with vertebrate medicine. And to answer Mr. Goose's question, a partial plant condition is not infectious by air. I would advise against any physical contact, though, as we're unsure if that might be a vector for infection.
Oddly, Dr. Weasel's last annual appraisal recommended much the same precautions for the other staff.
Oh, leave off, Goose. Dr. Garland? Jill? You're looking a bit green around the gills still.
A bit green? I can't tell where the plant ends and the woman begins. Dr. Gilbert, I thought she had improved. It was awake.
She has been, but I suspect she's currently simply resting. We have found a light spritzing with water can draw her back to consciousness. Allow me to demonstrate.
That feels wonderful on my fronds. Thank you. Barbara, could you open the blinds as well? I feel like a little sun.
Certainly, Jill. There we go. It's a delightfully bright spring day outside. Everything's coming in bloom around the parade ground.
Perhaps some fresh air as well, then. I'd love to feel the breeze again.
Now, you know we can't do that until we're 100% sure you're not infectious. But, Tom P, what am I thinking? I've not introduced your visitors.
Visitors? Hello. I must apologize. My eyes and memory aren't what they once were. Do I know you?
Oh yes, Dr. Garland, I'm fairly sure you remember the glorious duo of Advik Goose and Dr. Weasel.
Advik? And that Weasel? How could I ever forget the people who did this to me?
Sorry, I don't like to contradict you, but I'm fairly sure it was the King Daffodil who dominated your mind through his alien floral powers.
King Daffodil? Floral powers? Advik, what are you saying?
Yeah, it sounds like a weak-ass explanation when you say it out loud, doesn't it? Perhaps it'd be better to say that an alien, intelligent, vegetative life form placed its spore inside the good Dr. Garland here, and, well, you can see the results.
They tell me I slept for years. Years and years, while my body adapted to this spore. So much wasted time, all because you didn't stop those aliens soon enough.
Cut me a break, honey. It was your Professor Thomas who brought in those alien buds and cultivated them in Greenhouse 7. Why, if it wasn't for my daring time weasel cunning, the whole country would have been overrun with walking plants by now.
A country overrun with plants? Oh, what a verdant delight that would be. Far better than this suffocating tarmac, concrete, and steel.
Weren't Pottingdale's experiments part of Entity's defense research program anyway? I guess for once, Doctor, they were the original cause of the problem, not you.
Entity? They were behind my transformation all along, and I've been in their facility all these years? Another alien curiosity to be poked at by scientists as they please. But that ends now.
Jill, please don't try to get up. In your weakened condition, it might...
In my condition, Doctor? What do you walking sacks of meat know about my perfect fusion of flesh and plant?
Jeez, certainly not looking that weak to me, Dr. Gilbert.
If anything, Dr. Garland looking stronger and more sure of herself by the second.
Jill, please, I must insist that you...
No one gets to insist that I do anything ever again, least of all someone from Entity.
She knocked Dr. Gilbert into the wall. She's far stronger than she looks.
Stronger? Yes. And, Advik, is it just me? But is Dr. Garland getting bigger?
Now you mention it, her fronds are looking thicker, and I don't remember her being over 7 foot either. It has been a few years since I saw her.
Oh, Grublox, it's the sunlight. The second she stepped into the light from the window, she started photosynthesizing like crazy.
Doctor, I know you like to be the one to say it normally, but let's run.
Advik, when you're right, you're right. Grab Barbara and run!
Run! Run all you like. You won't escape me. No one gets out of Entity alive. And then I will seed a new kingdom in the crushed sod of the old.
Is Jill Garland out of control and a danger to everyone on Earth? Or can Entity and Dr. Weasel find a way to stop her rampage? Is Garland lost forever to the Plant Kingdom? Or is there a cunning way she can be brought back from the brink? Harvest the answers in Dr. Weasel and the Verdant Horizon, Part 2!
Dr. Weasel's Weasel Teleaudio Enterprises production, starring Randolph Weasling as Dr. Weasel, Killington Goose as Advik Goose, and featuring John Gathercole as the Brigade Leader, Flipper Ryan as Dr. Gilbert, and Sarah Meadows as Jill Garland.